Server sprawl is one of the most prevalent challenges IT professionals face within their organizations. Witness today how one federal agency was able to consolidate 255 servers down to 30, significantly cutting costs and dramatically changing the way they manage their data center. Hey there, I'm James Hilliard, your host for today's episode of Connection Point, and we are speaking with a customer who has recently completed a data center optimization project with the GovConnection subsidiary of the PC Connection family of companies. Joining us today is Jay. He is an IT professional working with a U.S. federal agency. Jay and the IT group at this federal agency worked with their GovConnection team to evaluate and select a data center solution, yielding lower costs to the agency, greener results, and all while reducing the time the team was spending managing those data centers. And Jay, thank you for coming on board and joining us today.
Well, thank you, James.
I just want to start at the very beginning, get an idea from you about what are some of the major priorities for the agency that are really driving the demand for IT in your organization, really kind of looking at those top level drivers.
We're definitely looking into cutting costs in our infrastructure, and that's one way we'll do would be to consolidate our server environment in the agency.
And I want to give folks a sneak peek. I've seen the notes. Just tell us right now how, at the high level, how many servers you had and what you were able to consolidate down to.
Well, we actually have about 255 servers out there in the agency, and we're trying to we're actually consolidated them into like 20 in our primary data center and 10 in our secondary data center.
And that's pretty significant. I want to put that out front to just have people hear those significant cuts. We'll talk about how you're getting to those numbers in the rest of the conversation. Cutting costs, obviously, you just mentioned that. That's something you want to do. There's a big push within government to be more green. Obviously, you working as an IT guy, you want to make sure that your team has more time. They're not just putting out fires, but they're out there doing creative things with IT. They're optimizing the IT. They're making it a better experience for your agency's end users and ultimately customers out there in the world. Let me talk about what were some of the challenges that you found your organization faced in order to really optimize your IT infrastructure to meet the needs of the agency?
Basically, server sprawl in our agency. That's the main goal that we wanted to improve. It was to consolidate the servers into a single point of location or in order to manage them better so that my team can be able will be able to work on other things instead of just managing the servers in a different field offices in the agency.
Jay, did you have in your mind really before you engaged much in the project, did you have a thought, need to do this in a phased type of approach? You wanted to do it in a big bang, do it all at once type approach? What were your thought processes there?
Well, we definitely needed to do it in phased stages because we just didn't know how our server infrastructure was laid out in the agency. So we decided to start with something small with within our infrastructure servers, and then move on into the bigger picture of the consolidating those servers in the field offices.
And then what was that first step you took towards optimizing your infrastructure?
We definitely did a server assessment in our agency to find out what servers need to can be consolidated, and that was one of the first steps we took.
And give me a little insight. What was the type of information and data you got back from the server assessment? What type of insights did you get about your network that you didn't have before the assessment?
Well, I could tell that a lot of the servers were just sitting there without any IOs. We basically can consolidate from going from 16 servers to one. So that was a plus because we can save a lot of money going that route with server consolidation.
Once you got the assessment back, did you feel that then you had the right information you needed to create really kind of a step-by-step plan to get this project off the ground?
Right, because we found out with the assessment, we found out how much CPU and RAM and the disk they were using. And that gave us an idea of how many servers can be can be used instead of the 15 or 16 servers that are there in the field, into, you know, make it into one in these in our primary center, and the secondary center will have the DR, basically disaster recovery.
Okay, and you bring up disaster recovery, which we'll definitely talk about a bit later on, because it's always interesting to hear how people plan for that. So I'm interested in hearing that. So you did the assessment. You got together with your team, said, all right, here's the plan that we're going to lay out there. Here's how we're going to go about consolidating these servers. Maybe you also chose that, hey, we're going to do some virtualization during this project. Did you feel that you needed the information from the assessment to kind of go back up the ladder to your, call them executives, to your decision makers, to really build a business case to say, hey, guys, we really need to do this. This is going to help our agency.
Right. What we did is, we looked at our own servers in the primary data center, and we said, well, we have these different networks that we domains that we can actually virtualize. Let's start with our DMZ domain and see how many servers we can go into and consolidate our server number into. We've actually went from 30 servers to 5. And that was the start of it. I told them basically, if we minimize the number on the servers, we're going to be saving on storage space in our data center, power, cooling. And they said, well, let's give it a try. And that's one of the first steps that we did in our project.
It sounds like that information was useful then in convincing
that. Oh, definitely. Yes.
Gotcha. What about any, were there any green aspects that you rolled into your pitch, if you will? I know that in talking with other agencies and also with private industry, more and more folks in your position are talking about kind of carbon footprint and bringing up some green savings. Was that anything that you shared with those decision makers? Did that have an impact?
Yes, it did. When we talk of the numbers on the server assessment that we did, it would tell you, you're going to be saving a lot of money on the power and cooling, and a lot of the carbon print alone. It went from like 1,000 cars in on the roads into like 50. So that kind of like the carbon print went down on the going green on, in our agency. That was a plus.
And I know there is a push within the government to focus on those green initiatives. So.
Oh, we need to, yes.
Absolutely. All right, well, so you had the assessment. Sounds like you set the priorities. You went ahead. You got the okay from your team. You were able to then start some of the consolidation and virtualizing. Did you... what was kind of the next step in the process then? Obviously, you knew kind of where you wanted to go. What was the next kind of priority on your list?
Well, once we started centralizing our, actually consolidating our primary servers in our data center, we started looking at, okay, so, it's working in our data center. Let's start bringing down those field office servers to our sites. To our two data sites, data center sites, and that we had to sell it to the management team in our program areas and different field offices.
And let's talk about that. Did you have any issues in one, the business side, kind of selling it to them, and two, were there any challenges that came up that you needed to address in order to virtualize and consolidate the rest of those back to your local data center?
Well, the challenge was all the system administrators in the field offices, they believe that we were going to take their servers away and they'll be without jobs. And, that's not our intent. Our intent was to consolidate the servers, and they're still going to be able to manage the servers from our two primary sites.
So that was a little bit on kind of the people side of things. What about the technology? Did you run into any kind of technology challenges with that consolidation there?
Well, right now what we're looking into will be the technology is the bandwidth. How are those users in the field office is going to be able to connect to our data centers? And what we did is we came up with another proof of concept on WAN optimization.
Let me ask you this, Jay. In terms of your team, was your team, a fair assessment? Were they up to the challenges, especially on the technology side, that were going to be kind of laid in front of them as you were starting this consolidation project?
We actually didn't. This is the first time that we had actually acquired a SAN, a storage area network, in our environment, and that was a challenge for our team. Another challenge would be the trying to come up with the numbers on the bandwidth between the site, the field offices, and our sites, and we actually ran a network assessment on that. So we find out, you know, how would the users in the field offices respond to connecting to our data centers and accessing their files.
Can I assume then, with some of those newer technology challenges, that's where the GovConnection team kind of stepped in and started working with you and provided some expertise? What exactly were they able to do for you at this stage of the project?
Well, what they did is they provided us with the network assessment tools that we had to make an assessment on, you know, the type of servers that were going to be getting consolidated, and also on the storage assessment. They also ran one of those storage assessments, find out how much space do we have in those field offices that we can, when we talk about consolidating servers, we had enough storage in our SAN. And that's one of the challenges that GovConnection engineers helped us on.
Assessments can be done in a variety of different ways. Were these assessments done remotely for you? Did GovConnection team members come out on site and work with you directly?
Well, they came on site and worked on directly on setting these tools in our network.
Excellent. And how was the communication? Did you feel that you got everything you needed up front? If you had questions, you were able to quickly go back and get those questions answered by the team?
Oh, definitely. They were really helpful on setting any questions we had on the assessments. They provided to my team and the management and told us that basically what we had in our field offices.
All right. So we've talked a little bit here, Jay, about really kind of centralizing things in your data center and optimizing the network there, the server consolidation, some of the virtualization. What about those remote sites? Did you have other goals at those remote sites? And can you talk about that for a moment?
The goal was that, you know, they don't see any changes happening once we consolidate the servers. We want them to feel like the server's still there and on their site. And that's one of the goals that we had in mind.
Seamless project, no
Seamless
interruption, got to keep it rolling. So what did GovConnection do to work with you to make sure that happened? And let me ask it this way. Did they work with you to make sure there were no interruptions? Were you satisfied with that?
Yes. They actually worked with us on setting up through those assessments, and they were able to help us migrate those servers to our two data centers.
And give me an idea of kind of the data center now and what it looks like. Are you happy with what it looks like? Did you get, obviously the assessments gave you an idea of the power savings you could get. Did you get those power savings on cooling and power? Did you see kind of everything you expected to see from those early assessments?
Actually, yes. We have seen a big improvement in our data center. We actually... Right now, we went from 150 servers in our primary data center into 20. So that's a lot of space saving in our, you know, the cooling. I mean, you can tell the difference now.
All right, Jay, going to wrap things up today at this point. I want to thank you and, of course, our listeners. If you do need to optimize your infrastructure, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Serving SMBs, government, education, and enterprises, their team has the technical expertise, professional services, and extensive IT product lines to transform technology into complete IT solutions for your organizations. Contact your account manager to learn more about starting your next IT project with a service like a server or storage assessment and engaging the support of their on-staff experts. Learn more at govconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us.